Bear Podcast 369.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. That bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In
yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nar.
And this is Ray.
Welcome to episode 369. Well, it's a Mother's Day special, actually, and I hope you guys had a good time with your mom. So, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yep, happy Mother's Day.
Did you call your mom?
I think I pissed her off right because I sent her flowers. And I knew my mom deal. I sent her flowers to work so she can ooh and ah them and show all her friends at work. And like, oh, look what my number one son sent me, blah, 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 blah. You know. I know how my and then she started messaging me online. She said, oh, the flowers are so beautiful and tell me what all they were. And then, like, without a beat, she was like, you know, I think you really need to date somebody more age appropriate so you can build life together. And I cut her off right there. I texted her back. I said, you know what? Happy Mother's Day. If I wanted relationship advice, I would ask you. I have not. So we will end this conversation now. Have a good weekend. And I called her
Sunday.
Oh, no. She asked me, so.
Mm-hmm. So, what a way to start.
Mom, if you don't cut her off at the pass, then she gets a good thing rolling and you never end it. This is why I live 900 miles away from my family.
Yeah. Well, my mom, when I had to call her, I couldn't catch her because she's out playing bingo.
Oh, her and Julio. Maybe you need to bring her to town and let her and Julio play bingo all them.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, but I did get to talk to her yesterday, and then I couldn't catch... Saturday. And I didn't get to talk to her Sunday much, except in the evening, because, like I said, she was out. She's very busy visiting folks and everything. So
yeah, she's just a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a busy mom. My mom's a very busy mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we have a special guest... it's actually Laura from Arkansas, and actually she's the wife of Jay Phillips from when was it? A couple of episodes ago we had
quite a while ago.
It's
almost a year ago.
And yeah, I think so. Yeah, and yeah, every year we have a Mother's Day special, and we usually call up our moms, my mom. Or Ray's mom, we would call them up, and this time it's kind of different. We're calling another mom, and this time it's from she's from Arkansas. So here we go. We'll call Laura.
Hello,
Laura.
Yes.
Yes, this is Nard and Ray on the other line.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Laura.
Yes, it's good to hear you, and it's and I only see you on TV.
I know, right?
Yeah. Except also on Facebook.
Haven't been there for a while, thankfully. So.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Ray and I every year we do this. We have moms in the show. Usually it's my mom or Ray's mom, and this time we have you.
You're branching out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I should tell you now, by the way, that you're in the air now, okay? Okay. So, all right. So, just an intro to our listeners and viewers right now. Laura here is the mother of Will Phillips. He's the... is the boy from Arkansas who won't pledge allegiance to a country that discriminates against gays and lesbians. So, how's Will, by the way?
He's doing really well. He really is. He's, we're homeschooling now. So, he's wrapping up sixth grade. Our year has been a little quieter this year. He's doing a lot better not having to deal with public school. You know, we've been traveling so much for him to speak at different things that it just really worked better. We were able to, you know, kind of work his studies around those trips, and he's a lot happier. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's doing great.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is there a homeschool net there where you are?
Well, it's actually a charter school through the state, and about 90% of it is online, and they send him books and stuff, and then he has a couple different groups in the community that he goes and hangs out with, kids his own age during the week. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's the best of all worlds.
A friend of mine was homeschooling her kids, and she said the best thing
really
is the support group.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's really, really happy with it.
Yeah.
And how old is he now?
He is 11.
He's 11 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he just got his ear pierced, too. So that was...
the ear pierced.
The Red Bull.
I know.
Actually, yeah, it's going to be a tattoo.
I can't remember if you were the one who was against the ear piercing.
No, that would be
him,
Jay.
Or Jay. Jay was the one who didn't like.
Yeah, I very proudly took him. We went to a piercing studio to do it because it's, you know, safer than the weird little guns in the mall. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, mom and son bonding time. So, yeah, he's all proud of it. His girlfriend thinks it's really awesome. It's kind of cool. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big thing, awesome. As long as the girlfriend thinks it's cool. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, it's been some time now. When was the last time that you, Will, and Jay were in the limelight? This has been 2 years now? Is that right?
It was October 2010 when all this started.
2010?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, so it's been about 18 months or so. But it's been a busy 18 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how's
go ahead, Ray.
How's the traveling around the U.S. with this? How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, there was no way that we'd be able to show Will, you know, both coasts. So, I mean, he's been to New York enough that he has a favorite bagel shop now. And he's been to California enough to decide that he doesn't like L.A. because of the smog. So, you know, we've gotten to go to these places, and it's been a really, really good experience for him. We're actually going to San Antonio for their Pride Festival, too, in July. So he's excited about that. He's never been to Texas. So, yeah, he's...
Oh!
Well, we might have to drive to San Antonio.
We have to go. We're here in Houston, actually.
Oh,
so we can,
you're
that's a good reason to go to San Antonio.
Exactly. Like, you need an excuse, right? Yeah, so we're really excited about that. But, yeah, it's been, you know, it's been kind of quieter a little bit here and there. So it's been such an amazing experience. And like I said, he's grown so much, and he's learned that words matter, and one person can matter. And that's, I mean, what better lesson could I give my son, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right.
I think when we talked to Jay, I'm trying to think, Will had met a couple of famous people. Has he been a star since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our favorite person was Jane Lynch, Glee.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
From Glee.
Yeah, we met her in San Francisco, and we really liked her. We really liked her. She was a lot of fun. And then we actually went to Dragon Con, to the sci-fi convention in Atlanta over Labor Day, and the boys got to meet Jonathan Frakes, who played Captain Riker. Yeah, so that was a big deal, huge deal for them. So, yeah.
Definitely.
We've gotten to know Shelley Wright, the country singer who came out last year. We see her at a couple of different events. So, you know, she's just... the most down-to-earth person ever. So, yeah, it's been really strange that, you know, I know these people, and, like, I've sat around and talked with them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever would have thought?
I know. But at least it's cool. At least you're getting to meet people. Any plans to go to Comic-Con?
Yeah. We went to Dragon-Con. We don't have plans to go to Comic-Con. Jay and I are actually going back to Dragon-Con, but without Will, who is not happy.
Oh, he's not happy, I bet.
Oh, no. Actually, well,
Mommy
I
and
actually
Dad,
wanted
need
to
some time alone too.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to tell you guys this. After Jane was on the show, a couple of your listeners mm-hmm. there in Houston became our Facebook friends, and we're actually going to Vegas to meet them to see the Kylie Minogue concert in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So.
That's right. So, Kylie Minogue.
I know, oh. right? She's so, yeah, Houston, thanks to you guys. Right? We've met some real, yeah, I think tomorrow night, actually, she's in Houston. They're oh, going to that show, too. Mm-hmm. You can't have enough Kylie.
That's right.
No.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have my friend's roommate, my partner's roommate is a big Kylie Minogue fan, and he's got a big poster, and he just doesn't want to let go of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, why would you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing how the world works. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have been, you've been to Atlanta, Dragon Con is in Atlanta, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And, okay, so since we spoke to BJ before, what other cities have you guys gone to?
Is Vegas? Let's see. We're going to Vegas in 2 weeks, but that's just me and Jay mm-hmm. and these guys from Houston. Mm-hmm. We went to San Francisco. We went to L.A. Let's see. Will and I actually went back to New York, just the two of us, for him to be on the Nate Berkus show. And they did a show about Celine, and he was on that. And then we went to, he was the Grand Marshal of the Mid-South Pride Parade in Memphis, along with Constance McMillan and Sierra Sturgis, the two girls from Mississippi. So mm-hmm. it was like the youth of the South, so that was really neat. We went to D.C. in August, and he spoke at a marriage equality rally mm-hmm. in downtown, and that was amazing. The people that brought us up there put together, like, they called it a Ruckus Raisers tour of D.C., of, you know, people that really change things in different ways. And so, you know, we went to the Lincoln Memorial, mm-hmm. you know, where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his speech, and we went to all these different places. And, you know, so he got to see not just the touristy stuff, but kind of a different civil rights view of D.C. So that was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Gosh. It's begin to been a lot since we last spoke to Jay and everything. You guys have been busy. So as a mom, how do you feel about all this publicity?
You know,
for you, for real, and for you and your for the whole family, yeah.
It's been really strange. You know, you're kind of torn between wanting to do the right thing, which is let your child speak out about something that's important to him and to the family, and also being so afraid that something would happen. You know, we actually had an incident on our street with one of our neighbors yelling obscenities at Will.
I read about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd really rather not repeat it. But, you know, it ended up with us calling the cops because it was harassment. And, you know, it's when it gets so close to home. You know, we had gone through the farther we got away from our hometown, the more people understood. But our street was always safe for him. You know, this was our safe place. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had that violated. And I had, you know, last year was really hard because it was like every time I turned around, like we had the Pride Parade and the Phelps Gang and the American Family Association did all this stuff, and we're trying to get the Pride Parade canceled and just saying these horrible things about us and encouraging people to, you know, call us into Child Protective Services because we were obviously abusing our children by letting them hang out with gay people. And
what?
Yeah, right? I'm like, that's abuse. Sure. You know, just saying these terrible, terrible things about my family. And, you know, Jay and I really just had to sit down and have the conversation about, we know we're doing the right thing. We know our kids are safe. But at the same time, it's so scary sometimes. Will's really talked more in the last couple months about stuff that happened when he was still in public school, some of the bullying that went on. And it's really, mm-hmm. really hard for him to talk about. And I'm just, it breaks my heart and makes me really mad to know that people were doing these things to my baby boy, and I didn't know about it because he was afraid to talk about it because he felt so powerless. You know, when he talked to the school, it was just, oh, well, just deal with it. And so even after all this time, he's still just dealing with all this pain. And, you know, there's no way to deal with it. There's no way to tell him, oh, it's okay, when he's terrified to talk about it because he'll have nightmares. So it's not so much the publicity, it's the stuff that happened, you know. It's kind of like people kind of have this, people kind of have this glorified view of our family. We are so not the Waltons, you know. My house is a mess. One of my kids isn't potty trained yet, but he's getting there, you know. Stuff doesn't get vacuumed. I mutter cuss words when I'm frustrated. You know, we're not a perfect family, but we're doing the best we can. And whatever it is we're doing, it's obviously gotten people's attention. You know, they think that we're just like this amazing family. And I'm like, but we're just really, really normal, even with all the publicity. I promise we're normal. It's we just happen to go on trips and give interviews more often than most families. So, you know.
Yes. So how are the other children handling it, though?
Well, Ben is three. He's a three-year-old, and he notices when we're gone, but he knows that we'll call. Hadrian, our daughter, on the other hand, is four, going on about 13. And last spring, she was so mad because Will kept getting to go to the fancy dress-up parties.
Oh, jealous. Okay.
Gentlemen, she is such a diva. She has a shoe fetish and wants everything to be sparkly. I know, and this is my proof that there is a God, because he obviously has a great sense of humor to give me the daughter with a shoe fetish who likes the dresses. I'm like, really? Uh-huh. Yeah. So last year we were going to the Arkansas ACLU banquet, and it was only about a three-hour drive, so we told her she could go with us. And she got to pick out a beautiful dress and had pink sparkly shoes and a little pink sparkly bag, and she stole the show. I mean, everyone that came in the door, you know, wanted to meet Will and wanted to talk to her, and she would interrupt and stand up in the chair and be like, I have pink sparkly shoes. You need to come look at them. So
being upstaged by your sister.
And her pink sparkly shoes, yes. They were like, oh, forget Will. There's the cute three-year-old. We want to talk to her. So, yeah. I mean, that was the only really problem we had. She was mad that Will was getting to dress up more than she was. So, but yeah, we've had conversations with them. Katie's best friend is a little girl named True, and they know that when you get married, you're supposed to marry your best friend. So no matter who it is, that's just, you know, what we've always told our kids: when in doubt, marry your best friend, you know, the person that you So Haiti and True have been telling us for about the last 6 months that next week, when they get bigger, you know, next week, they're going to get married and live in a house with a pink and purple door, because they're best friends.
Yeah, their plans already.
Oh. But it's been next week for the last 6 months, so it's really cracking us up. So they're very adamant about it. Like, oh yeah, nice. We're going to get married. I'm like, okay, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, she's determined already.
Up and down, she's packed her bags three times, saying she's moving to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And she's six years old, 7 years old.
Yeah.
They get pretty adamant about that stuff. So.
Oh yes, very adamant. That's one thing she does not have in shortage, is the adamancy. So she's,
So yesterday was Mother's Day. What did your family do for you?
They left.
They left.
Best Mother's Day ever.
They left you behind.
It was spectacular. Okay. Will and his sister spent the night with some friends, and then a friend of mine kept the youngest, and my mom left, and so it was just me and Jay, and we're looking at each other, so we threw a party.
I see, okay.
So I woke up Sunday morning, I'm like, oh, listen to the silence. Yeah, it was, you know, the kids made some cards for me at daycare, and got me Rock Band for Wii, so, you know. Very unconventional Mother's Day. Bring me video games and then leave. So.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Mom, we're going to go play games.
Exactly. I don't want to just sound like I was glad to get rid of him. It was just, you know, there was a chance. It was nice to have some silence, and you know, they fixed me dinner last night, and it's a good crew.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Well, that's always nice. Yeah, that's so good. So, what else are you guys are going to Las Vegas? Wait, are you talking about our friends Carl and Gary?
I am. <They're>... Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're friends of ours also. So, wow, I didn't know they're gonna go to Las Vegas with you all.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're even mm-hmm. bringing their famous sparkly jackets, and Jay's wearing one.
Oh, they always wear those. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. Yeah, they have been such sweethearts. So.
That's good. So anyway, so. Where's Jay right now? You know, Jay is, you know, he's, you know, pretty much a bear, and some of our listeners are were really you know, are really you know, how can I say this? They're all, yeah, he's got the fans of the bear chaser. So how do you feel about that? You do you ward them off or something?
Oh no. I mean, I think it's adorable. I really do. I mean, I think he's the cutest thing ever. And if there's a whole bunch of cute guys that are willing to boost his ego, run with it. So,
that's cool. So that's how Jay goes. That's cool.
How about you? No, do you have your own fan club?
I have a fan club or two, yeah.
Oh. Thank you so much for joining us in the show.
Thanks for thinking of me. And like I said, you know, it was such a joy to have Jay on the show. We met so many great people, and his fan club expanded left and right. So I was just thrilled to get a chance to talk to you guys.
Awesome.
Maybe
awesome.
We can work it out and come down to San Antonio and do a show.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we will definitely be there. I think Carl and Gary are planning on being there too, so...
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to meet you guys at last. San Antonio is very nice. It's about 2 hours away from here.
That's not too bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip, minor.
Okay.
But if you haven't been to San Antonio in the summertime, prepare to sweat.
You know what? I'm trying not to think about that part. So,
Bring plenty of t-shirts.
July is pretty hot.
Yeah, I'm blocking that part out of my mind right now. I plan on dealing with the reality of the heat when I get there, but I'm not going to think about it before.
Well, you and Jane just need to wear less clothes. So that's,
how about
that's,
Jay
that
wears
be
less
easy.
Clothes? I'll just pack some for him. So
that's right.
The first photo is on your own podcast website of Jay in Speedos.
Yeah. Oh, Jay in Speedos. That'd be great. That's right. But anyway, okay, so, well, thank you for joining us again, Laura, and say hi to the kids, say hi to Jay, all right.
You guys and have a good
evening. You too.
Okay,
Happy Mother's Day.
Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Whew. Well, that was a good recording with
Laura.
It's great. Thank you, Laura, for joining us. It's always fun to have ladies in the show.
I know, but I try to go to San Antonio and do a whole video interview with them.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. That should be fun. It's in July, right? Okay, so we can do that. We can do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to remind everyone, well, Laura is the mom of Will Phillips, who's the boy from Arkansas who won't pledge allegiance to a country that that discriminates against gays and lesbians. And the video went kind of viral on CNN about 2 years ago or last year. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago.
I think about 18, 19 months ago.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a long time ago. And right now, and I guess Will is still the poster boy for equality and stuff.
That's
so.
Right.
That's good.
And he's got
keep
a
the good work, Will. He's got a girlfriend. He's got an earring too. I never had an earring. Did you ever have an earring, Ray?
Yes, I did. That was one of the first things I do when I went to college, because my dad said as long as I put my feet on his table, I couldn't get my ear pierced. So as soon as I went to college, I got my ear pierced. I think I kept it until maybe 1 or 2 years after college, and then I quit wearing it.
Oh, he got tired of it.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm over it.
Yeah. Mike, my partner Mike has one. He used to have one. He still has a hole in it, but he just doesn't wear earrings. And the last time I saw him wear an earring when we were cleaning up his place, when he was moving, and he found the earring that he used to use, so he was wearing that. It's kind of funny looking at my partner Mike with an earring. So I don't know. I never had an earring. I don't have piercings ever. No, I don't know if I can handle piercings.
I think you need a
No.
Yes.
Not me. No.
Listeners, what do y'all think? Manage to get a Prince Albert? Mm-hmm. Yay or nay?
No, yes. Prince Albert.
And you know what? No. I keep getting hit up about where is the Violet Wine video?
Oh, gosh.
I feel like people in the last 2 weeks asked me that.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. I have to put it together. Okay. All right. It's just not me being electrocuted by Ray. So you have to put it together sometime. I'll put a secret code for you guys to go in. So, I'll let you know. I'll probably post it in the
show. Yard squeals like a girl.
That's right. Okay, how about some listener comments? Listener comments, okay. Here's one that's really special because it's from Liam from New Zealand. Okay, yeah. Whenever I hear Liam, the name Liam, I always think about
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson from Phantom Menace. I always think he would be wielding a lightsaber or something. So Liam. So here's his email. Okay, hello from down under, New Zealand. I have subscribed to your podcast like maybe a year ago, but I never got the chance. So he just listened now to really listen to a full show until tonight, and then I found myself just going through all other shows. You guys are awesome! Woohoo! Such an entertaining and funny show, and I really loved it, and can't wait till the next one. Just a bit about myself. My name is Liam, 38 years old, same age as I am, and work as a data network engineer. So yes, I'm a big geek, and I'm a big Egyptian guy. Ooh, Egyptians are hot. Okay. Have you met an Egyptian before, Ray?
Have I met an Egyptian before?
No, have you?
I don't know of.
Yeah, I met one before. I used to work with one before. He's an Egyptian, and he's a bear.
Did
I think
he walk
most
like an
Egyptians
Egyptian?
Are bear. Yeah, he did walk like an Egyptian. So, Liam, do you walk like an Egyptian in New Zealand? So, okay, he moved to New Zealand about 5.5 years ago, and so he's not a true Kiwi. So he doesn't have feathers. He's got fur, okay? And I'm online, known as Orca Bear. You should find me on almost all bear sites and bigger city, Bear WWW and Bear 411. Anyway, once more, you guys rock. Woohoo! Can't wait for the next show. So thanks, Liam.
Wow. So Liam, why do you kids call yourself Orca Bear? Are you part black, part white, or are you just hung like an orca?
Well, I don't know. I guess some Egyptian guys are a little darker. Yeah. Right? So I did check out his profile. Woof. And he just looks, I don't know, he doesn't look too dark, I think. So
there must be the other reason then.
Maybe. Maybe it's the hung part, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ray, how about some weekend updates? We didn't get to do this. we were in a hurry, so we were running out of time. So
let's see. This week, okay. What did we do? Other than going to see Thor, I think that was about it. That was the highlight of my weekend.
Okay, let's talk about Thor. What do you think of Thor?
Yes, let's talk about Thor and that hot blonde hunk that plays Thor.
You know what?
I had almost have a tissue when he walked out with his shirt on.
Yeah. You know what? He's very muscular, too ripped and everything, but he's got that beard thing going and the flowing. I don't know, because
the accent.
Usually, muscle bears are not exactly my type, or muscle guys, but...
But you'd lick him from head to toe, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would probably, yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know what? But it's interesting that, you know, he's pretty much a bear looking from the head. He's got long hair, though. I don't like long hair
he's
too much.
Bear. So. I wonder if in real life he actually has hair, or they shipped it all off for the movie, and he was super smooth.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The shirt off, yes, he had no hair, and it's like, did they nair him, or is that what he, or is he normally not hair?
His man, his manscaped. I bet. I'm sure he's very hair underneath. They just need to do it for the show, do it for the movie.
Oh no, that's if to, I shave all his body. Of him online,
mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, so that's Thor. What do you think of the movie? What do you think
I
of the movie?
It was a good movie. TJ, who we profiled on the show a couple of weeks ago, actually got released in Australia before it got released here, about 2 weeks before. And he was like, Have you seen Thor yet? And I'm like, it's not even out yet. And he said, oh, well, it opened this weekend here, and it was incredible. So, and I had to agree with him. I thought it was a well thought out movie, and everything seemed to flow, and it all made sense. And I liked the casting. I liked the look of it. Natalie Portman did a good job, even though she didn't have much of a role other than, you know, I'm a whiny little scientist girl that they took all my equipment.
Crying.
That's all you could do.
She always does that.
But yeah.
She really had bad acting at, what is it? The Revenge of the Sith in Star Wars. Like, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
But in here, she's also whiny also. So, yeah, so. Natalie Portman. Mm-hmm.
And you think...
And
this had to happen before Black Swan. So she got pregnant right after Black Swan. So I think this has been filmed a while ago, and all the special effects they had used was taking it so long to get released. So,
you know, I didn't notice much of a 3D effects. I think it's really,
I don't think
2D, and they just made it 3D.
They made it 3D because it was kind of, and yeah. I thought they got, it was an afterthought. It was like, oh yeah, we filmed this, and now 3D is getting big, and we didn't make it 3D, so let's make some 3D elements in it, because most of the time it wasn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, like when Avatar was filmed in 3D, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
Avatar was really filmed in 3D.
Yes,
and,
so it was very much 3D.
Clash of the Titans was not filmed in 3D. They just converted it to 3D.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why they're doing that is because of the pirates. You cannot film a 3D movie. If you're in the theaters, you know, those bootleg ones, they can film.
Yeah.
They film the...
Well, that's generally not being in... I mean, there's regular...
They still had it
on a regular digital screen, and they had the 3D version and non-3D version. What kind of irked me was they have it out in IMAX 3D. My question was, why wasn't it playing in IMAX 3D here? Fast and the Furious was playing in IMAX 3D here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because it was so big the week before, they held it and didn't bring it to Houston. But I was like, man, I want to go see it in the big IMAX screen. But no, it was fine. What we were thought it was pretty good. So I'll probably go see it again. Of course, this weekend, Priest opens up. So, you know, I got to that movie.
Oh, okay.
It's all about me.
It's all about you,
Ray. Not me, so I gotta go see it. You know?
It's all about Ray. We gotta watch that, Ray. So, Well, okay. Before we get out of here, how about a promo, Ray?
A promo? For you mean that little
Bear
thing
Watch.
Happening in 2 weeks? That Bear Watch thing, Galveston. If you haven't registered for by midnight tonight, it's gonna cost you $125. That Bear Watch. Well, by the time this shows out, yes, it is gonna cost $125. But if you're going to Galveston, you haven't registered yet, go ahead and register. There's still plenty of hotel rooms left, and we've got a couple spots left open to get in the door. It's $125 to get registered. It includes all the food, your bus transportation back to the beach, and the toga party on Friday night, and the famous pool and foam party on Saturday night. Plus some free libations and food, more food than you can probably eat. So,
you know what? I have to figure out the toga. I have to get a toga myself.
Well, I actually talked to the toga guy today, the guy that's making them, and I told him, I basically told him, look, I'm chairman of the thing, so I got to look ghetto fabulous. So I got to do something a bit different than what you're doing with other guys. I'm like, okay, I'll see what I can come up with. So we're
going to have togas very soon.
And he said he's going to be there selling togas. So, if you, which is kind of cool, actually, if you go to their website, So You Costumes, you got the pictures up of the togas now, and made them out of hanky cloth. So you got yellow hanky and blue hanky.
Hanky cloth?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. So, togas with hanky colors?
Yes.
Oh,
that's pretty hilarious. So,
oh, gosh.
So
what
he comes up with it for everybody. Of course, right now I'm sitting in my living room, and it's stacked high with boxes everywhere.
I know. I helped fill it up.
I know. And I still got to go to Patrick's house this week and get all this stuff from his house and bring over here so we can do the packet stuffing this week, so, and get all that done.
Yeah.
But, okay. So it's getting filled up pretty quick. In fact, I had to rearrange my living room yesterday so I could get everything in here. So, so I spent most of the day doing getting all the boxes off one corner so you can get through the apartment.
Well, I know you're going to be busy next week, so I'm going to try to get a co-host next week, so we'll see what happens. Well, actually, if you're going to be busy, I might be busy too because I'll be helping out myself, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So we'll probably, how about doing another show this week or something? Or something really, really quick or easy? What do you think?
We'll see. Maybe we can come up with something interesting to do.
Yeah, this week. Because we might record something earlier because we're going to be busy next week for Bear Watch. But of course, we're going to be recording at Bear Watch, but still, it's going to be busy. Okay. All right, Ray. So let's get out of here. Let's.
We didn't talk about what you did this weekend.
One more. I saw Echo and the Bunnymen. I'm disappointed. I watched Echo and the Bunnymen, but it's really just they were boring to watch. I love their music in the 80s and even downloaded them on Rhapsody and listened to it. But Echo and the Bunnymen live, we left before they finished. So it was that bad. I don't
Well, you know, there is more like Icky and their old hairs, isn't it? Echo and the old.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, because, you know, they're
Their hairs are bad.
50s and 60s now?
Mm. Well, probably in their 60s, Echo and the Bunnymen. I mean, I didn't like it too much. I did not enjoy, of all the concerts. I mean, it's like Psychedelic First was more fun than they are. So, it was, Echo and the Bunnymen live, I didn't like it. So, oh well. It's a blast from the past, though, because I used to listen to them a lot in the 80s, you know, just. You know, The Killing Moon, Bring on the Dancing Horses, some of they're my favorite songs. And it's pretty much the songs that I grew up with, but they didn't sing those songs.
What?
I was kind of pissed.
Oh, well.
No. Oh, well, so.
Oh, maybe what you like, nobody else likes, so.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's the weekend update. So thank you guys
for all of our listeners that are wrapping up college this week. Good luck and best of luck with your finals. Be safe. Go home. If you're coming to Houston, call me. That's about it.
All right. Okay. All right. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And I'd like to thank Laura for joining us in the show. Awesome to have Laura. And we hope to see you in San Antonio, if ever, in July. We'll see. Okay. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
The voicemail line is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and we'll leave a comment and we'll play it on the show.
And subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a baby.